Christians are caught in the crossfire in the Gaza upheaval. A radio ministry counters spiritual darkness in Latin America. And children's Bible clubs are the seeds of the new churches in India. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. As Hamas and Fatah factions battled for control of Gaza, a Christian school and church near a major security headquarters was targeted by militants. Glenn Penner, Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
Some books were burned, computers were stolen, and some furniture was destroyed. So believers are concerned also about acts of vandalism, and they have received threats from some more radical elements that if they don't stop their Christian activities, that they could see even more violence.
Believers are awaiting signs of what the future may hold. Penner says there's much to pray about in the days ahead.
Things have settled down to a degree. Unfortunately, the group that has taken control, Hamas, is a far more militant organization, and time is only going to tell just how much they're going to implement Sharia law in Gaza. Things are certainly going to be better for believers in the West Bank, which is under the control of Fatah.
Next, Medellin is Colombia's second largest city, often associated with a heavy drug trade and guerrilla influence. Transworld Radio is combating the dark picture with its City Lights programs. TWR's Jim Munger.
The program Women of Hope helps them see how the gospel is applied to their specific situation. We address factors that relate to the family, whether it's discipline in the home, drug addiction, loneliness, relationship between the husband and wife, all the different aspects of the family. Children's programming that helps children learn basic values upon which their life needs to be established.
Munger says they need greater coverage so that more people can hear the gospel.
Pray that God would inspire the producers of the program so that the words that they say will be just what the listener needs. Secondly, pray that God would motivate the people to actually tune into the programs when God can speak to them. And thirdly, to pray that God would provide the financial resources.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Quechua people of Peru must learn Spanish in order to be part of society. Even churches in the area have chosen to do services in Spanish. Audio Scripture Ministries is partnering with the indigenous people to create Christian resources that minister directly to them. Tom Dudenhofer says,
Quechua people that we visited with are very responsive to God's word in their language. They have a sense of reverence for the Bible, and they seem to recognize that it stands for something, but they've never had direct access.
Quechua churches are now growing. Issues like alcoholism and incest that no one wanted to address before are now being dealt with.
They're doing it with scripture media products that say, here's what the Bible says about what you're doing. And the Quechua people, when they hear the authority of the Bible in their language, they respond.
Praise God for Quechua nationals with a passion for their peoples. And children's Bible clubs in India brought more than 1 million children to Christ last year. Children are the door to people's hearts in India. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says,
the best evangelists in India today are the children themselves. The children go home singing the gospel songs that they learn, telling the Bible stories. And they'll go home and tell their parents, this is how we pray to Jesus.
Many of the 10-day clubs became after-school programs where children could get practical help, like washing their clothes and brushing their teeth. Parents noticed the love the Christian volunteers have, and many Hindu families have come to Christ as well.
Last year, we actually saw more than 5,000 new churches start through these after-school clubs. So we're hoping to focus more on this so that new churches can get established in villages that don't have a church.
A dollar sends a child to the Bible Club. Visit our website if you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.